don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we have a very special guest in the studio. Welcome to the show, Joanne O'Halloran.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about this. It's going to be so much fun.
It is going to be so much fun. Joanne and I coached a leadership training together 2 years ago, and we have been friends ever since. She was like the superstar coach. I was like a little bit hiding out. So I really admire her coaching style. And I have since actually asked her for some business advice. That's how much I admire her. She's been helping me with some strategy and coaching behind the scenes. And I'm so excited to implement everything you're teaching me, Joanne. And let me share a little bit about you with my audience. So Joanne is a business mentor and strategist for coaches who want to accelerate their audience, their authority, and ignite their income. I mean, who doesn't want to ignite their income? She is an international best-selling author of two books, Life Lit Up and Girl on Fire. She has mentored thousands of students globally through various events in person and online. Her mission is to empower as many women as possible to create the business they want without restriction and to have fun doing it. Her motto is, it's never too late to go after what you want. You just have to decide you are going to. How did you get into coaching? I know Joanne and I, this year in 2024, we had dinner in Ireland. It was so amazing. My husband Ben and I were in Dublin and she drove across the island to meet us for dinner. And it was so great. So we've actually seen each other in person this year. And during that dinner, you were telling my husband and I, there are not a lot of women doing coaching in Ireland. You're one of the first few and you're a pioneer. So how did you go from being in human resources to being one of the first coaches in Ireland and now a global coach?
Yeah, well, great question. And there is a good few coaches here on a global scale, not so much. It tends to be quite localized. How I got into it actually was from my own journey, to be perfectly honest with you, because I worked in human resources my entire adult life and I didn't really enjoy it, to be perfectly honest with you. There was parts of it I loved and parts of it I really didn't enjoy at all. But I was very clear from the time I was very small, you have a good career that's pensionable, have a steady job, follow a career path, and that's your route to happiness. I was miserable. Really didn't like it. And right before COVID hit, I'd actually come out of a long-term relationship that was quite toxic. And I was like real curious about like, why is this happening? Why am, like, when I look at my life, I'm not anywhere near where I wanted to be. And I was pretty close to 40 and I'm like, something's got to shift now, especially with my daughter being older. So, you know, I have a 24-year-old daughter. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, I can't keep going the way it's going. So I actually went on like my own kind of journey around trying to figure out what did I want to do, trying to figure out who I actually was. Why did my patterns keep repeating? Mm-hmm. And it was during that process that I realized I'm not the only woman that feels this way. So many other women do too. So that's literally how my business got started. It was because I didn't like where I was. I was doing something about it and I wanted to shout from the rooftop. Everybody gets to do this. Like everybody gets to do it no matter what age you're at. And through that journey, my business obviously evolved as all businesses do. And I ended up going into business coaching.
Then you've manifested your soulmate.
Yeah, who you just got to meet a few minutes ago.
Robert. So we're all about that on this show. Tell us, what was your process of getting out of the toxic relationship and meeting Robert?
Well, getting out of the toxic relationship was just like, I'm gone. See ya. I can't do this anymore. However, the journey in between that and meeting Robert was literally healing myself, because I was still the good girl. Like, the one thing that I kept on doing was only showing the things of me that felt good, never letting people see what was really going on. And it was from seeing that that I was like, okay, they're the toxic patterns that are just not working. So I did a lot of inner work on myself around my patterns, why things were happening the way that they were, what was my actual belief system around relationships, so that I could like call in and be worthy of being able to receive love in the way that I wanted it to be. Because up until then, how I'd been showing up in relationships was I was taking full responsibility for their feelings as well as mine and pushing mine down so that they felt okay. And sure, it just kept creating chaos.
So you were codependent.
For sure.
Say the journey is to go from codependent to interdependent. Two people with fully actualized lives come together. That's a power couple. That's interdependence. But if you're codependent, you're not able to function well without the other person acting or saying or doing certain things. And that's like being a, you know, enslaved to another person. There's no freedom there.
Yeah, exactly. It's just repeating the same thing over and over again. And it's like, you feel very constrained in that. It's like being in a box that you just can't get out of, and you're constantly fighting the same thing. It's not a nice feeling at all, actually.
It is very constraining to be in a relationship like that. So you mentioned the good girl persona. So that's the title of this interview. How do we drop the good girl persona and step into our badass?
We love the badassery.
Right. So how do we do it? What is, first of all, what is it? How do you define what is your, or what was your good girl persona that you wanted to let go of?
So first of all, you have to realize that you actually have one. I didn't. I thought I was just, you know, I was living life and living it from a very positive point of view. So I wasn't even aware that I had one until I started seeing like how things were not going the way that I wanted them to. But I'm like, for me, the good girl syndrome, I'm going to call it, is like literally doing the things that you think are expected of you from society, which, and that could be like your parents, it could be, you know, your friend circle, you know, the way that you've been raised and things that you think you have to do in life, that there is no other way. And then only showing and speaking about the things that are good, like, and framing things in a way that are only ever good, which is like real toxic positivity. But it's so unhealthy if you don't choose to recognize it. So like, if you can see any patterns in, like, anyone, for anyone who's listening to this, if you can see any patterns in your life right now where you're doing something and you feel that ick inside of you or a pull for something else, then you're not living in true alignment with yourself and, like, you know, what really lights you up. You're actually sitting in people pleasing. So being the good girl is people pleasing. But it's, who are you people pleasing to? Because it's not yourself.
I think the go-go persona too is perfectionism. Like, everything has to look perfect, which is the opposite of authenticity. Because when you're in the good girl syndrome, you think that if people could see really how, you know, crazy I am or effed up or whatever I am on the inside, imperfect, then they would run away from me. And I had to get over that fear that if I showed people my true vulnerable self, then they would walk away. But what I found is the opposite is true. Like, when you show people your true vulnerable self, they can actually fall in love with you because they see that you're a real person with feelings and not this facade.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let me give you examples, like real life examples of how it showed up for me. I was a single parent for most of Leah's life. And
how old is your kid now?
24. I'm also a grandmother, so I've got two grandbabies.
You are one hot grandma.
Why, thank you. But like, I remember people coming up to me and complimenting me on the things that I had achieved being a single parent. That used to make me feel physically sick, because I had such an attachment to being a single parent that the thought of somebody actually sharing that, I felt like I was doing something wrong by being a single parent. So therefore, I didn't even want to receive any sort of a compliment, any sort of recognition, any sort of achievement, because I wasn't okay, because it didn't fit into what the societal norms should be. Like that, I always remember that one. I still remember, you know, that being said to me when in one of the workplaces. Another one was,
you felt like you were, people were like being like pitying you. That's why you didn't like it. Like, oh, you're doing so great for a single.
No, like they were genuine compliments. Like they were like, you know, for you to have been able to achieve all this, you know, by yourself is amazing. But because being a single parent, I had a lot of shame around it.
Well, was that the toxic relationship that you left, or was that another relationship? What happened with the father of your child? Did you guys get married and divorced?
No, we were very young. Like I had just turned 20 when I had Leah. So no, it wasn't like that at all. It was young love that was never going to last.
Is that very common in Ireland? Because it's a very conservative, you know, religious country. Were people having kids out of wedlock in your generation?
I mean, yeah, I don't know if you call it common. I mean, it, of course, it happens. But I think the reason why I was holding on to so much shame about it is because I grew up in a single parent home. Mm. And that was in the 80s where, you know, there was a lot of shame put on families if, like, that you were like came from like a single parent home, because I'd go to school and like some of my friends in school, I wouldn't be able to go to their houses and I would be labeled as a troublemaker because I came from a single parent home. Now, if you met my mum, she is so pristine. She's loves her nice things. She's very particular. She's like, there's nothing troublemakery about her at all or the way I was raised. But that persona was put onto me, which also triggered my good girl syndrome. Because I always wanted to do right by other people so that I wouldn't be judged and feel uncomfortable.
So you felt like you were automatically labeled like a dark horse or a troublemaker. So you had to be this like super perfect, goody goody, two shoes type girl.
Then
you ended up having a kid out of wedlock. Mm-hmm. So you probably then overcompensated after that to even be more perfect. And that's why you had like the corporate job and wanted to do everything. So what was the big turning point where you said, you know what, F it, I don't want to be the good girl anymore. I just want to be real. I want power. I want freedom. Like, what was that turning point in your life where you let that persona go?
Yeah. So I'd had that relationship that I talked to you about that I said was the toxic one that I left right before COVID. I had actually had two miscarriages in that relationship, and it was my second one that really triggered me. Because I remember sitting on the edge of the bed and knowing I was losing the baby, and he was more concerned about the fact that he was going to have to ring in sick to work than to bring me to the hospital. And I remember sitting at the edge of my bed going, what the F is going on here? This is like so far from humanity, human decency, kindness, love, which is what I say I stand for. I'm like, and at the time I remember going, I can't actually even deal with it. I need to deal with the fact that I'm losing a baby right now. I can't deal with your crap as well. But that was my pivotal point where I'm like, no, this is not life. This is not how things are meant to be. I don't enjoy my job. Hate my relationship. I don't like who I am right now. My relationship with my daughter is not the best. Like, am I really going to let this continue? No was the answer.
And then was it the next day that you gave your notice, or did it take a while for you to kind of unravel that that good girl life?
So as in give my notice to the good girl life. So in terms of like the job that I was in, that took a couple of months because I wanted to have like a stability underneath me. But in terms of choosing to, you know, move forward and change things. Yeah. When I was when I had stopped the physical symptoms of the miscarriage. Yeah. It was like, bye-bye, oh life, we're moving into a new one.
And you just broke up with the guy, got your own apartment, and you and your...
Well, no, the house is mine anyway, because this is another thing. Like, the house was mine. I was so determined to beat single parent statistics, Rebecca, that I bought my house when I was 26. Regardless of whether, like, no matter what, I was determined for me and Leah to have a different life than the one I was raised in. But what I didn't know I was saying is I wanted to have a different life emotionally than the one I had been raised in. It wasn't actually physically, because I had a really good physical life in terms of like holidays I'd go on, like, you know, things that I would actually do, emotionally it was different.
If you call Aquasana Water today, they'll provide you with a free assessment telling you the condition of your tap water. Aquasana sells whole house water filters starting at $1,000. Isn't that worth it to have a 10-year supply of filtered, cleaner water? Aquasana water filters tackle chlorine taste and odor and can reduce contaminants like viruses, lead, forever chemicals, and microplastics, depending on the system you purchased. So make the free call, find out the condition of your water, and make your water cleaner the Aquasana way. It's a smart decision for you and your family and a must for a healthy home. Get a whole house Aquasana water system starting at $1,000 for your entire home. Call and find out the condition of your water with a free water assessment. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. That's 800-925-6029.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. That's 800-628-5675.
Hey there, gorgeous. Quick question. Do you want to look younger, feel stronger, and glow like the star that you are? Of course you do, honey. So here's the deal. Your body wants to age gracefully, but stress, sugar, and time are not on your side. Enter the game changer you didn't know you needed, liquid collagen. This isn't your average powdery chalky mess. Oh no, honey, this is next level science. Our liquid collagen has a 93% bioavailability rate. Powder collagen is 30% at best. This means your hair, skin, nails, joints get the VIP treatment. If you want to reduce wrinkles, feel amazing in your body, and turn heads, this is your glow up in a bottle. Don't wait. Your future self is literally begging for this. Click the link in the show notes to grab your bottle today. But hurry, supplies are limited and this kind of fabulous will not last forever. You deserve this. Now go shine like the balanced, beautiful, and abundant star that you are. So emotionally, you wanted to change. So did your outside life change when you dropped the good girl persona? Or did it look pretty much the same? It was more an internal shift of not trying to like have everything perfect anymore?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of both. It started off internally that things were different because I wasn't as hyper anymore or like reactive trying to, you know, please somebody else because I was starting to please myself first. And then whatever I had left to give, I would give, but it wasn't, you know, focused on other people. But with that then came me saying yes to more things that I really like lit me up, you know, like in terms of trips, like in terms of like, say, going to meet you this year, like those kind of things that I chose to say yes to.
Meeting me was a full-bodied yes, right? To drive across the Isle of Ireland. Yay.
Of course.
How do people find their yes? Like so many people I feel have been codependent for so long. They only see themselves and pleasing others. They don't even know what they would want and what would serve them or make them happy. How do they get back in touch with themselves?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question because I think there's a lot of people operating on autopilot and not even realizing that you have a choice to be and do something different. Like how I did it was having that pivotal moment where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And I don't recommend that for anyone. Your life does not have to get to that point before you choose to do something about it. However, for some of us, it does, right? There's like that pinnacle moment. But I'm like, if you have like that ick inside of you or that urge for things to be different, things to be better, your life to be, you know, magnetic and abundant and fun and filled with joy. It's like really sitting down and go, what parts of my life are not filling me up right now?
Mm,
what are not like that, you know, 100%, like I'm so happy with? Where are the areas that I'm trying to hide? Where are the areas that if somebody was to ask me my honest opinion, probably wouldn't tell them.
Mm.
So see what really is coming up for you. And you don't need to share it with anyone, but to start there and know what it is and then flip it and go, what do I truly want? So like if it's relationships, like with me, I was very clear on what I didn't want. So it actually took a little bit of digging to go, well, if I know that that's what I don't want, what's the opposite of that? So for me, it was like having a loving, committed relationship, obviously, starting there. But then I was like, I want somebody that's filled with joy, filled with fun, that is, you know, action oriented, that is, you know, excitable, that wants to, you know, be curious about different things, that wants to travel, that, you know, doesn't want to stay stuck in a box, that we can go do like really, really fun things on a whim. Like those things were very important to me. So it's just sitting with it and like looking at, yeah, what's not lighting you up and then what would light you up?
How did you meet Robert? We didn't even get into that. And how did you know that he was your soulmate?
That's a great question. So the leadership journey that you and I went on, right before I started my own leadership journey, I had put out there, you know, I was like, I'm determined to meet somebody. I want to be in a loving, committed, intimate, connected relationship. And I'd gone on a series of shocking dates. Like I could write a funny book about them.
We want to hear the worst date of the shocking dates.
I think the worst one was we went and met for a drink, and for the entire time he gave out about his ex-girlfriend and all the horrible things that she did. He asked me nothing about myself, and then at the end wanted to meet again. I'm like, absolutely not. Why in the world would I want to meet you again? You know nothing about me. It was all about you. So no. Yeah. So there's been some funny, funny, funny ones. But how this all came to be was after, like, I was on these series of like horrendous dates as we have to like, you know, go through people until we find our one. And I actually went for a weekend away with the girls, and I was telling them about my dating woes, you know, as you do, you know, girl chat. And as the night went on, I could see one of the girls, her name is Rosanna, and her face kind of started to change a little bit. And I'm like, she's up to something. I kid you not. Next thing, she whipped out her phone, started FaceTiming somebody. A person answered, and the phone got shoved in my face. Oh. There was a man on the other end. It's not Robert. I didn't know who it was at the time. And all Rosanna was saying was, look at her. Isn't she pretty? Isn't she pretty? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm mortified. Please stop this. Like this, I don't even know who this human is. And she was determined to set us up. So Robert had known her for years, since he was like 18. I'd known her for 10 years, and she never thought to introduce us before or connect us. And our paths had never crossed. So strange. And obviously divine timing. And she was committed to setting us up. And that's how it all started. So, yeah.
And so from the first date, did you have an intuition about him, or was it a slow, gradual build?
No. So we had been talking probably, I'd say, for about a month before we actually met. And our first date was so romantic. And he just, as we always said, it got to the stage where for our first date, it was one of those ones to see was the physical attraction in there, because emotionally, like, you know, mentally, all those other things we were connected on, because we were having really good conversations. So it was to see whether or not that physical connection was there, like whether or not we found each other attractive. So yeah, it was a done deal.
What was so romantic about the first date? What did you guys do?
We actually met. So because we at the time lived on opposite sides of the country, we actually met in the middle. So we spent like the weekend together. So he booked the hotel, two hotel rooms. We went for dinner. We'd long walks. We'd chat. We watched Christmas movies. It was just fun, like just a fun time watching Christmas movies. And then, yeah, just going for walks out in the cold. It was just like, it was just so chill, so normal. So just like really loving. It was really nice. And you know what I really appreciate as well is the fact that he booked two hotel rooms.
That's very good. Yeah, I would recommend anybody who goes on a vacation or on a getaway with someone they're just dating to definitely book two hotel rooms. And if the person is not willing to do it, that is not your guy.
No.
So And then you had to give up your life in Dublin and you moved out to the middle of the country for him, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, so I was at Port Leash is where I lived, and my daughter's still there now. So yes, I moved to Mayo. I'm in Mayo. I'm literally in the countryside. So I've gone from being in a pretty big town to...
What was the city in Ireland you were in? What was it?
Port Leash.
Port Leash. Okay. Yeah, I don't know it.
No, you probably wouldn't. Now I'm in a teeny, teeny, tiny town in Mayo. It's probably not even a town. It's tiny, but I'm surrounded by fields and sheep and cows. And, you know, the snow was so bad here this morning, Robert couldn't even get out to go to work, whereas I wouldn't have experienced that living in Port Leash. So it's a very different life. It's much slower pace here, which is really nice.
But you grew up in Dublin, right?
I'm originally from Dublin, Dublin city girl. And then, funny story, moved to the next county over when I was 14. Only fun story. My mum actually moved us when I was in America. I'd gone over to visit my cousins. And when I came back, we'd moved.
To America?
To the next county. Kildare. Yeah. So I didn't actually, it was because I wouldn't go to a particular school in Dublin. So we moved. We moved counties. Very dramatic reaction, but we moved counties.
All because you wouldn't go to a certain school. She moved you without your permission while you were out of town. Amazing. Yep. And you have your sights set on America.
I do. Yeah, purely because
what do you love about America? We're in a country that's very divisive right now. It's very tense with all the politics. What is drawing you to America? Why is your soul wanting to be here?
So I've gone back and forth to America since I was born. So I spent so much time there. It's just a completely different way of life. Do you know, if you take today, we had a random snow day that we didn't know we were going to have, and you can go and everything shuts down. So we had no electricity this morning. No, that's not the vibe I want to be in. I like the warmth. I have a lot of friends over there, you know, like friends that I only get to see sporadically, that I'd love to spend more time with, family over there. It's like a second home for me anyway, do you know, because I go back and forth so much. So it would be my ultimate base at some point.
That's great. So let's talk about your business. You have really created a name for yourself as a business coach. And one of your specialties is helping people find leads, which is really challenging in the online space where I feel there's so many people selling so many things. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your strategies to teach your clients how to find leads?
Yeah, it's a great question. So because there's a big gap that I always see when it comes to business coaches teaching business. It's like, I'll teach you a sales system, but I don't teach you how to fill it, which is very frustrating, right?
Right.
Or it'll be just use social media, which can be super challenging because it can take too long. So, you know, the strategies that we use, I layer strategies. So nobody has the same strategy. We don't do cookie cutter strategies, but we layer them so that you're optimizing and maximizing your possibility to be able to convert clients. And we focus a lot on connection, because when you're connected with people and people can truly get to know you, you don't need the same volume of leads to convert sales. Because I think, you know, if I look at some of the other ways that lead generation is done, it's pack it full of volume, don't necessarily have the true connection. And then the longevity of clients is not the same at the back end. Mm-hmm. So that we do for lead generation. Social media is obviously one of them. Mm-hmm. Doing events, summits, being on podcasts, bundles, going to events, creating really solid funnels within them to convert sales is something that I focus really strongly on my clients. And just to give you an example, one client actually said to me today, half of her revenue for this year was generated in the last 3 months because of these processes that we put in. That's brilliant, do you know? To be able to see what they can create with this.
That's amazing. Wow. And so do you still do live events, or is everything that you're doing online?
So in person, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've already started creating them for next year. So we've got 3 lined up for next year already, which is so freaking cool. I'm potentially going to put one in Europe as well, in mainland Europe, so that we get a little bit of heat on our skin.
All right. Where are the live events scheduled, and what are they going to be covering?
So they're actually like retreat based ones. So it's like bringing minds together so that you can get into your most abundant self and be uplifted. So we're going to have one in Kildare, we're going to have one in Limerick, and we're going to have one in Cork.
Sounds amazing.
I can't wait for them. I'm so excited. I find there's nothing like when you bring a group of women together in person that it's just the community feel, the conversations, like the next level growth is so gorgeous to be able to witness. I love them. There's nothing like that feel.
Nothing like, I'm hosting an in-person mastermind in Playa del Carmen in January, and I can't wait. I love the vibe of in-person.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you teach is making sales simple.
Yeah.
How do we complicate it, and how do you streamline it in your teachings?
Oh, I love this question. I always love when I'm looking at people's strategies for this. So to make it simple is actually just focusing on a core offer, and it's going with the end in mind and working backwards.
Okay.
You know, so like if you know exactly what it is that you're going to sell, what are the steps that you need to take prior to that to end up in that sales system? And then you keep repeating it. You don't even need multiple steps, but the messaging that goes into it, your connection with your ideal client, determines how quickly you're going to sell them. But most people don't spend the time looking at what their customer journey is, looking at what customers and clients actually want. They tend to focus on what they need, which is why it doesn't land and convert. And what I find as well is that people are sometimes afraid to use the marketing language that connects with your dream client, that makes them want to actually come work with you. So it's those pieces, when you marry them together, you have a fabulous sales system.
People ask all the time, who the heck is Low Cost Airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. That's 800-451-8603.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163. 800-590-1163. 800-590-1163. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163.
There are three types of people listening to this. The first type reached for their goals and failed. The second type achieved their goals and they were not fulfilled. They wanted more. And the third type achieved their goals at the expense of their health and happiness. Well, I have great news. I am inviting you to enjoy a mindset manifestation mastermind with me at the luxurious Palmaya at Aya Spa in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, white sandy beaches, and you at one of the most luxurious resorts in Mexico, unlocking the life you've been dreaming of. From January 23rd to 26th at the breathtaking five-star Palmaya at Aya Resort and Spa in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, I am hosting my Manifestation Mindset Retreat. It will be your chance to reset, realign, and manifest your most balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. Imagine mornings filled with transformational workshops, afternoons indulging in spa treatments and lounging by the pool, and evenings connecting with like-minded women under the stars. This isn't just a retreat. It's a total mindset makeover in paradise. You'll leave with the tools to manifest more love, success, and abundance than you ever thought possible. Spots are limited. This life-changing experience will sell out. Go to the link in show notes to reserve your spot today. How do you find people's dream language that will resonate with their ideal client?
Honestly, it's so simple. You just ask them. You ask clients. If you sit and spend time having just real life conversations with clients, you'll see what lights them up. What is it that they really want? Like, I always go with five whys. So even if somebody says to, you know, like, I want to make $1 million this year. Okay, but why? And then why? And then why? And then why? And then why? So you're getting to the core of why they really want something. So that when you're sharing any content online, you're having conversations with people, you're doing a live, you're in, you know, somebody's email, you've painted the picture for them using their own language. Because we don't need to complicate it any more than that. Literally just ask people.
Ask them what they want.
Four key questions. What do you want? And then keep going wise. What is the problem that you are facing right now that you don't have that? So what's in the gap for you? Mm-hmm. Then the next one then is, what are you worried is going to happen if you don't achieve this?
Wait, the first question is, what do you want?
What do you want?
So the why, seven layers deep, why?
Five
why. And then the
second question is, what is the problem that you have right now that's stopping you from achieving that?
Okay. What is the problem that's stopping you from achieving it? Okay.
Yeah. Again, go five whys into that.
Uh-huh.
The next one then is, what are you worried is going to happen if you don't achieve it? Whatever it is they want.
Mm-hmm.
And again, go five whys.
What are you worried is what?
Is going to happen if you don't achieve it.
Oh, okay.
And again, go into five whys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the last one is, very simply, what are the steps that you feel right now you can commit to achieve it?
What steps can you commit to? And that's when you would present your offer?
Yeah, so you'd use that to create your offer. You use that to create your message. Because you go, when you go with the five whys for everything, it's giving you a lot of content and context for people. So I mean, if you understand the steps that people are willing to take and you go through the whys, you also get to identify what they actually are avoiding and why they're avoiding it. So that's why you frame it in that way. Because if you ask people, what are they avoiding? They probably don't know.
Very interesting. That is fascinating. So you're about to be a grandma.
I am a grandma.
You have two grandkids. You have your soulmate relationship.
Yeah.
You are running a thriving business with clients all over the world, looking at moving to America. How do you find balance between your work, your personal life, your health and wellness? Is it a challenge to you? Does it come easy? Do you have any tips for us? Because that's what this whole show is avoiding burnout to find balance.
Yeah, and I burnt out twice actually in the corporate world. My first ever business mentor, Shanda Sumter, always said, make sure that you are taking time off for you. Mm-hmm. And I initially followed her model, which is she doesn't have clients on a Friday and she takes the last week of the month off. I've done the same thing since she said those words. I'm like, okay, I get to show up and listen to somebody that's already done this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as uncomfortable as it made me feel at the start, because it did, because I felt like I needed to be doing stuff. Obviously, good girls do. You don't chill. But when I allowed myself to have like a Friday where I never have clients on a Friday and I never have clients the last week in the month, and it could be 2 weeks depending, I have so much fun. Sure. Like, where would the stress come from? Do you know? And like, in terms of my health and wellness, I've just gone on a journey to heal my gut actually because my perimenopause symptoms were really bad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, finding time for that was easy because I have my business structured in a simplified, systemized way that allows me to be able to do it. But I'm like, choosing to say yes to having the time off and not letting anything infiltrate that has been game changer.
So you set boundaries around your time off. So no matter what, on the fourth week of the month, you don't see clients.
Nope. You can't even book it into my diary.
It's just not even available.
Nope. Never.
And then what are your morning practices? Do you have a morning or an evening ritual? Let me hear about those.
Yeah. So when I get up in the morning, I always get my cup of tea because I love my tea. I'm Irish. I love my tea. So I always get my cup of tea and I'll sit and I'll journal.
What do you put in your tea?
Say that again.
What do you put in your tea?
Just milk.
What kind of milk?
Lactose-free milk because my body does not like lactose at all.
Okay.
Free milk. But yeah, so I get up in the morning, I make my cup of tea. I'm still in my PJs or my dressing gown and I sit down and I will always spend time just journaling and connecting with myself. So what is my vision? My vision is actually painted here behind me for anyone who's watching. Yeah. So I will connect with my vision. So I'll always sit and look at this, connect with my vision and then also get really connected. What am I grateful for? Because I find that it's really important to embody that gratefulness. So that you can see the amazing things that actually are existing in your life. Because it can be sometimes easy to focus on things that aren't working or things that you don't want to be there. Like, especially when life gets lifey. So I find being like really in gratitude and embodying it is super important. And I'll always set my intention for the day. I'm not talking about tasks. I'm talking about my intention of like, I already know what's going to be on in the day ahead. But like, how do I get to show up and then connect with, is there anything good girl wise that's been triggered by this that I need support with? And I'll always jot down what it is, and then also what do I need support with in this regard and who do I need support from. So sometimes it'll be I might need some
great questions. Everybody who's listening, write this down. What do you need support with and who do I need support from? Because I think as women who lean toward high achieving and burnout, we don't want to ask for help. We want to be a lone wolf and we got this and we can do it on our own. So those are great questions. What do I need support with and who do I need support from? And you write those in your journal every day?
Every day. Yeah. Because I find like what you said, how open are we to receiving? Probably not. And like sometimes what we get to receive is sometimes just a hug.
Yeah. Like
something coming up that, you know, will possibly trigger me. I don't necessarily need anyone to do anything, but I might actually go, do you know what? I just need a nice big hug.
Yeah.
Or I need to remind me during the day that actually you're doing a great job. And like, that's okay. So I know my people to go to.
And what other questions do you journal about?
They're my main ones that I journal about. Like
gratitude and then...
Yeah. And then I always go for a walk. My floofer gets to, I have a Cocker Spaniel, so I'll bring him out for a walk so that I get my body moving in the day.
Now, does he bark with an Irish accent?
No.
I'm just joking. Okay. So walking, that's a big trend in health and wellness. Do you count your steps and how many steps a day do you do?
That's a great question. So actually, somebody just recently introduced me to an app called Charity Miles. I don't know if you've heard of this. So basically, for every mile you walk, 25 cents gets donated to a charity. Everybody needs to download this. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Oh, that's incredible. Charity Miles.
That's what the app is called. It's a green logo. And there's like loads of charities on there. You decide which one it is. So on average, step-wise, is probably... I don't actually check steps. I check kilometers, Rebecca. So kilometers-wise, I would do a minimum of like 7 kilometers a day.
Okay. So a big trend in America is 10,000 steps a day. If you can do 10,000 steps a day, which is about 5 miles, you're doing great. So I shoot for 5,000 steps a day, which is about 2.5 miles. Which is still pretty good. So you walk every day, rain, snow, sleet, any type of weather, you'll walk?
Yeah, you kind of have to here in Ireland. If you were waiting for the good weather, you'd never leave the house, you know? So, yeah, just throw on your wet gear. It's all good.
You know how to bundle up.
Yeah, we're pros at it over here. Pros.
Okay, great. So what would you tell the 18-year-old Joanne? I know you posted a really cute post the other day with a 10-year-old, I think, picture. Yeah. What would you tell the 18-year-old Joanne? What kind of advice would you give her about life from the perspective you have now? You're like 40-something, right?
Yeah, 44. I would say to her is, yeah, trust yourself. That intuition that you have running, the opportunities that are being put in front of you, don't be afraid of them. Seize them with both hands, because it's funny how life is always seeding you on the pathway that you know you want.
So be open-minded to opportunities and say yes to that next step. Right? I really feel that. I feel like the universe is giving us breadcrumbs all the time if we only pay attention to them.
Yeah, exactly. They always are. Because even if I think back to when Leah was probably about 3, so I would have been 23 maybe. And I remember my boss at the time leaving, so he had an accountancy firm, leaving to become a life coach, and he wanted to bring me with him. And I said, no. Now, isn't it interesting how then I turned 40 and I choose it anyway? So, yeah. I always think it's interesting when you see the stepping stones that are in front of you. They're not happening coincidentally.
Yeah. You've achieved so much in so little time. What is your next big goal or dream that you're working toward?
So next year, actually, my big one is I want to have an academy as part of my business to be able to support single moms. Because after being one for so long and to know that I didn't have freedom, time freedom, money freedom, like any sort of freedom. I want single moms to be able to have that. So I want an academy where I can teach them to do what I do so that they can have, because my stand is abundance, freedom, and unconditional love through entrepreneurship. So teach them how to do it. That is the next big juicy thing for me.
That is beautiful. How can people stay in touch with you, Joanne? I know they're going to want to, you know, keep in touch with you. And if you have a gift or anything that you want to offer, feel free to do that now.
Thank you. Well, actually, you know what? Come hang out with me on Instagram, because I love having conversations on Instagram. So you can put in my name that's here below, or you can find me at Awaken Potential Coaching on Instagram and just send me a DM and say hi. All my freebies are in that link, in the link in my bio anyway, but I'd love to just get into conversation. I love having conversations with people.
And it's really you. It's not a chat bot and it's not an assistant.
In my DMs, no. That's me. And you'll know because I send you a voice message.
And it's not a copied voice, a forwarded one.
It's really it has your name. Yes, it is pure me.
You'll actually get the real Joanne O'Halloran on Instagram. Find her there. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We have just been offered a huge opportunity to become a syndicated radio show. So I am in the process of figuring out sponsors and markets. So if you know anybody that wants to be part of this global brand, Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant, I don't know, it could be a coach, it could be a product, it could be a service, it could be anything. Send me a message and you can be one of our sponsors when we have this audience of millions and millions of people when we become a syndicated radio show. And I'm so excited. Talk about a manifestation. It is just beyond my wildest dreams to have a radio show that is empowering people to go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And thank you again for being a part of my journey, being a part of this show, sharing this show, subscribing to the show, giving it a 5-star review. Those reviews and comments mean everything to me, and it helps spread the message. Again, I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. Hey, you. Ready to make 2025 the year that you actually keep those resolutions? Let's get real. Most goals fizzle out by February, but not this time, not you. Why? Because I've got something that will set you up for success like never before. Join me for my complimentary New Year, New You workshop on December 29th at 12 p.m. Pacific. We're talking next level confidence, clarity, and the tools to make your wildest dreams come true. Oh, and did I mention your free gift? Every attendee will get 21 customized affirmations handcrafted to help you crush your goals and step into the most magnetic version of you. This isn't just another workshop. This is your launch pad to an abundant, sexy, aligned life. Don't miss it. Just click the link in the show notes to save your spot now. Start your year with intention because 2025 is yours for the taking. New year, new you, new possibilities. Let's make it happen.
I've been grinding, yeah, I'm on my way. No time to stop, got moves to play. Goals in sight, I'm taking aim. Every step, I'm changing the game. Feel the fire, yeah, it's burning bright. Pushing limits, reaching new heights. No excuses, I'm all in. Turn it up, let the race begin. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along. Feel the fire, yeah, it's burning bright. Pushing limits, reaching new heights. No excuses, I'm all in. Turn it up, let the race begin. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along.